Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be with you this March 16th. We've got some great conversations ahead of us. Are you in a family where things have perhaps maybe turned out different than you planned, or maybe by choice a child has come into your family that has special needs, or you know a family that has a child that has special needs, and looking for, maybe you live in the St. Louis area and looking for some resources, some ideas, what you can do to help support a healthy family life and development and growth that moves everything in the right direction. We're going to talk about that today. We've got two great events coming up in the St. Louis area, and we're going to talk with our friends from the Lutherans for Life St. Charles County chapter here in just a little bit about those two events. Hope you can join us for the conversation right here on Faith and Family. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting this program. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin, CUW. Yeah, go look for them in the sponsor section on our website. Go to kfuo.org and look for the CUW logo there in the sponsor section. You can find out more about them and say thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting Faith and Family right here on Worldwide KFUO. Joining me in the studio today, two new friends that we get to talk with about some exciting events here in the St. Louis area. We have Dolores Desimone. Did I get it right?
Yes, I tried.
Dolores is co-chair of the St. Charles County chapter for Lutherans for Life. And Dolores, thanks so much for coming over and spending some time with us today to share with us about these upcoming events.
Well, thank you so much for having us be here. We're very excited about these events and very thankful for the opportunity to share these in the Lutheran community.
Sorry to keep you inside on such a beautiful day, but I think this is these are some great opportunities that I just want to share with our listeners, and looking forward to talking about it today. Well, also joining us in studio today, Dr. Jerry Marks, and involved with this event as well, and serves with Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Great. Glad to have you in studio today.
Thank you.
You know, with that strong radio voice, it sounds like maybe you're trying to compete with me here and steal my job. I think we might have a replacement if I need to step out for a little bit.
No, sir.
Well, Jerry, tell us about your involvement. How did you get involved with the Lutherans for Life and these events that are coming up very soon?
Well, one of the things that we try to do in the office in St. Charles is be very supportive of what the churches want to do. Mm-hmm. And when Dolores came to me and said that the chapter wanted to do something, I was very supportive and said we'd be glad to help. And we will.
What is the work that you do with Lutheran Family and Children's Services? You serve as regional coordinator, correct?
Right. I'm the regional coordinator for the office. Lutheran Family and Children's Services have actually been in St. Charles County for over 20 years, but in the last 2 years, we've tried to establish a more professional footprint, if you will, mm-hmm. in the county so that our services would be much more visible, and our services are in the area of child welfare, foster mm-hmm. care, counseling, and pregnancy services.
Very good. So you, as a regional director, you're there to make sure that all those things are going smoothly then, right?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Well, glad that you're there and so glad to hear about this partnership with Lutherans for Life in St. Charles County. Now, we have a couple of events going on. The Lutherans for Life St. Charles County chapter has some events going on. Let's start with the ideas behind these events. There are two events for families with children with special needs. Dolores, where did these ideas begin? How did the local chapter, the Lutherans for Life chapter, come up with these ideas?
Yes, our chapter has for the last several years been looking to do something big. Would you have it a little bit bigger than we usually do every 2 years? So in 2011, we did a fundraiser for the Thrive agency mm-hmm. in St. Louis, the Crisis Pregnancy Center. So our chapter helped raise some money to help buy the mobile medical center that they have. And then in 2013, we raised money to help with the adoption initiative within the churches that we work with. Mm-hmm. And then when it was coming close to 15 last fall, we started praying and seeking what we should do this year in 15. And the special needs children and families came to our head a lot. So we contacted Jerry Marks right away, thinking of working with Lutheran Family and Children's Services. And God has just been in this from the beginning. It's really grown into way more than we originally thought it would be, but we're very excited about it, knowing that he's going ahead of us, and it's coming together very well.
And you've been a part of this chapter for some time now. I think before we talked on the program, somewhere around 8 to 10 years, you mentioned?
That's right, yeah. I never remember exactly, but yeah, somewhere around there. So, yes, our chapter is very fun to work with because we work with 13 different churches in our area. And then we have a church contact at each congregation that kind of takes the things that the executive board decides to do into their congregations. We know the politics and the way to communicate with each church is a little different. So mm-hmm. that works very well for us. And it allows us to work with a lot of people and get a lot of things done. So we're very excited about this event because it will involve, or these events, because it will involve a lot of different people and give them an opportunity to plug in.
Very good. Well, let's take a look at the first event, the Special Needs Expo that's coming up in April. What does this expo entail? What's the idea behind this? Do we want to go to Jerry for this?
Sure.
Sure. Well, the expo is really two parts to the expo, and I'll talk about the resource mm-hmm. part for the families, and I'll let Dolores come back and talk about the second part of it. But the resources, we've invited about 40 local resource agencies to come, and it's going to be at Lutheran High, and it's April 15th, 7 to 8:30, and what we'll have is a panel roundtable discussion of the resources that could be available to families with special needs in the local area. And the purpose of that is to just try to help families know that they're not alone, they're mm-hmm. not by themselves, and there is a coordinated safety net, a coordinated set of services that can help them with their child or children in whatever ways that they need. And so to have those people all come and talk about their services.
I would imagine being a parent myself, that learning that as a parent that your family or your child has special needs can be quite overwhelming at first. And I would imagine there are many questions that come up. What are some of the questions you think might be answered or addressed by some of the exhibitors at this expo?
Well, I think one of the things that we'll try to offer are things like respite care, mm-hmm. Special activities, programs that they might want their child to participate in, ways to help their child feel more connected and actually develop more skills to help them in the family.
Mm-hmm. And so there are resources for the parents as well as for children, it sounds like.
That
really help the whole family. Very good. Now, hearing about this list, 40 different potential resources at this expo. So this isn't just some small event. This is, as you said, Dolores, this is a big event, 40 potential resources available to connect with at this. Let's talk about more about what's going to happen at this expo. Dolores?
Yes. Actually, while Jerry's helping lead that meeting in the Commons area at the Lutheran High School, there'll be another meeting going on simultaneously in the library at mm-hmm. the Lutheran High School that evening, and that will be some pastors and people from the Disability Task Force within the LCMS and others talking about how we might help make our congregations a little bit more friendly to families with special needs. And again, this kind of came up through the planning of this. We felt like God's hand was in this as we were planning the event that's going to be in May. We kept coming back to, we have some other needs here. We really want to help, as mm-hmm. Jerry was saying, help families connect with the resources in the community. And we really want our churches to be a little bit more friendly to families with special needs. So we've got a couple of pastors that have stepped up, and then Jenny Duffy to help with lead that conversation that mm-hmm. evening amongst pastors, leaders, church leaders in any capacity that want to come from each of these congregations so we can brainstorm what would that look like in our congregation to just be a little more friendly to those families.
And we have to give a shout out of thanks to Jenny Duffy for helping us get connected and share this these stories today too. For she's been a key part in helping us get connected and helping me learn about these events that are going on. I'm so thankful for her being a great resource, and I know that in her congregation as well, she's a key resource in being a part of this. You mentioned some pastors that'll be presenting on this, how congregations can be welcoming and caring for families that have special needs. It is important for us as the family of God, as the church, to be inclusive of all people, regardless of ability, when it comes to the life of the congregation.
Yes, sir.
What do you think some of the things will be that'll come up in this presentation, this conversation? Who are some of the pastors that'll be presenting?
Pastor Uglum and Pastor Hainer from Chapel of the Cross, they presently have a special service happening, I think once a month, for families with special needs. And so them and Dr. Rogner is also expressed an interest that their church is really looking into that. So even since we've started this conversation or handed out some of these flyers, more people have come to us and said, that's something that's kind of been on our back burner, and it's making it come more toward the front. So we're thinking some of the people I've spoken with say, you know, sometimes the children are bothered, their special needs children have a hard time in church because the organ is so loud that it is hard for them. Or sometimes you know, just sitting in a pew or in the church to that length of time is hard for them. So just different things that we feel like we need to look at. And how we as a church, I think many of us are just awkward about how we approach families that have someone that's obviously a little bit different than we are. And we don't quite know how to do that. So we feel like we need to have that conversation and begin talking about that and how we might do that.
Sure. And having interacted with families myself who have children who have special needs, that's, I think that's one of the key things that I've heard over and over again is we want our family to be, we want our child who has special needs to be a regular part of this congregation and to interact with people of all ages in this congregation. Please feel free to ask me how things are going as a parent.
Yes.
Are the things that I've heard from them, and I think that is important for all of us to learn. And it sounds like that's something that'll come up in these conversations. How we can start that conversation with someone, another family. Maybe you don't have special needs in your family, but how do you start that conversation? How do you approach a family to ask, what can I do to be supportive? What can I do to be helpful?
Yes, that's right. That's what we're hoping will come from this, just being open enough to address that we need to deal with these things and perhaps going to those families within our congregations and say, what makes it difficult for you to attend our worship service? How could we make that more comfortable for you?
Sure. And in some situations, it might just be an extra set of hands or eyes or ears to help someone be more comfortable. As you mentioned, sometimes it's just difficult for a child with special needs to be able to sit through a full service. But they've got three or four children in the family. Maybe they need another family to help out just to sit with them together, so mom or dad or somebody can give a little more attention to that child that needs to maybe step out for a minute or something like that. Sure.
Right.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that Pastor Uglum is involved. I just got to talk with him last week. He was here on his time, and we got to study God's Word last week. So great to hear that that he'll be involved with that as well. Sounds like you have several churches that really have a heart for caring for people with special needs out in your area.
Yes, and again, we feel like this has been of the Lord because when we first started, it was really just Chapel of the Cross that was talking about it, and now others have come forward. So it's like definitely God is paving the way for us and helping us. We hope to have this be many connections, just as Jerry was saying, connections and support for the families and support within our churches and our community. We can learn from each other, you know, about what things they've tried and what's worked and how to get that conversation going.
just in your conversations with folks in preparation for this, have you, what are some of the things that you've heard that congregations have done to help try and accommodate those with special needs? Have you heard from any of the congregations or any of the pastors in preparation for this conversation?
Mostly just what chapel's been doing, and they have it not in the church sanctuary itself, but in a room where everybody can sit a little more comfortable, closer together, and again, just gearing it down more on their level, repeating the main emphasis from that worship service over and over. And again, being aware that many times for special needs, sensory things are a real issue. So being aware of that. And again, I think some of the issues there has been the organ bothered some of the people. So and we want to stress, too, this isn't just about people with special needs, young children. We're hoping to bring in the Bethesda homes with adults and that kind of thing. So we want to be reaching out to all of God's people.
People of all ages.
Very
good. Very good. So the pastors will be addressing, pastors and church leaders will be presenting on what congregations can do. Other things that'll be presented, we know that there'll be exhibitors or resources there as well. Are there other things going on at this expo?
No, that's the two main events, those two meetings that will be happening at the same time. And then at the end of that, from 8 to 8:30, we're allowing the pastors and the church leaders to view the expo then, too, where some of the resources will have their tables set up that Jerry was speaking about, because we thought that might just put them more in touch with what's going on in the community and being a little bit more aware. So that will be what's happening that evening.
Who are some of the exhibitors or presenters, the resources that'll be presented at the expo? Then what would we learn from them?
Well, there are things that have to do with behavioral services, agencies that do that if you need some kind of special help with a behavioral intervention. There'll be agencies there that have programs. So if your child is autistic and on that spectrum and needs some kind of either after school or even during the day kind of program, that should be available. We'll have some people in the health field to come and talk about how they try to deliver services to special needs kids. And then we have some people that do activities for kids so that parents can learn about how many different activities there might be for kids. And then, of course, there will be summer camps because some of the kids will want to go to camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm glad you brought up summer camp, that the camp where my wife and I met, Camp Luther Haven in Albion, Indiana, worked closely with agencies in the Fort Wayne area, and every summer offered camp for teens and adults with developmental disabilities. And that usually started off our summer, at the very beginning of summer. That was the first camp usually that we hosted. And I think we probably learned more in that 1 week of camp than we did the rest of the summer. But it was also such a very rewarding week of camp, too, to get to see these individuals come to camp and experience summer camp, some for the first time. Some who had been coming for years, and campers come to camp, you think as a counselor, as a staffer, that you're going to teach them something, but I ended up learning so much more during those weeks.
Right. Yeah. It's a great experience for the kids.
Absolutely. Well, so glad to hear that there are so many who are going to be involved in this. Let's talk about what each of you are looking forward to most about this. I know this is the first time that we're doing this event, but Jerry, what are you looking forward to most about this event?
Well, one of the things that's already been very rewarding is how many of the agencies have said, we'd like to be part of this. And so for me, that's really important because I think there are lots of good services in St. Charles County that can really help lots of kids. And so getting like the Developmentally Disabled Resource Board to be a part of this is just going to be terrific because they fund so many of the agencies that will provide those services. So I'm looking forward to having that information passed to families because sometimes if you have a special needs child or even a young adult, you can get fairly isolated. And sometimes you don't have an opportunity to find out really what's available. And so the expo, I'm very hopeful, will do that. I think it will.
This is a great way to connect people with resources that they might not necessarily find on their own. As you said, you might feel kind of isolated and not know where to look for those resources. So this is one way to do that. Dolores, what are you looking forward to most about this event?
I'm just going to piggyback right on that, the connectedness, finding those resources, and just remembering that we are all a part of the body of Christ from 1 Corinthians 12, and just seeing how God might, I just feel like we're just a little bit of a catalyst here to get this whole thing started, but I just see that there's going to be some connections made, perhaps even within the LCMS, you know, some groups that are coming together and saying, oh, yes, we could work together, or how we could help a church do this or that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just looking forward to seeing God's hand woven in through this, and people meeting people, and getting the resources and the helps they need, and our church is becoming more friendly and welcoming, and just seeing that all of us are part of the body of Christ and how we can bring glory to Him by being more connected.
Now, this event is coming up in the not-too-distant future, Wednesday, April 15th, correct?
Correct.
So we're talking about after Lent and Easter is over, Wednesday evening, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Where would we find this event? Where are we going to find
it? At the Lutheran High School in St. Charles County, mm-hmm. on 5100 Mexico Road in St. Peter's, Missouri.
Very good. So Lutheran High School in St. Charles County, Wednesday, April 15th, 7 to 8:30 p.m. What do we need to know about this event in advance? How can we find out more? All those details.
You can visit zionharvester.org website, mm-hmm. and right on the front page of that, we have a opportunity for you to print out a flyer and learn all the information about that, or to my name and phone number and email are all available there for people to contact us if they need more help, information, questions answered, or whatever. We're working with, as Jerry mentioned, the resource groups that are coming. We will follow up with those to find out who's coming, but people do not have to register to come to the expo.
Okay, so you don't have to register in order to come to the expo. And they could also find then from the Zion Harvester .org website, they could also, like you said, they could find the brochure there, the PDF, they could find that flyer there and print that out, and that they can also find directions in that way as well, because
yes.
It's going to be at Lutheran High School, St. Peter's, Missouri, Lutheran High School, St. Charles County, St. Peter's, Missouri, and that's at, as you said, 5100 Mexico Road. This is coming up Wednesday, April 15th, 7 to 8:30 p.m., and the schedule for the evening, give us a rundown of what things are going to look like that evening.
Well, the doors will open about 6:30. Mm-hmm. We'll have the exhibitors, the resources come and set up their booths, kick it off at 7, and then divide people into the sections. And then, like Dolores mentioned, at 8, the pastors will come back to the commons and be able to talk with some of the resources as well. So they have a chance to get those connections, get some business cards, whatever they need, so that sometimes when you're in the office as a pastor, you need an immediate referral, and to be able to connect with somebody at the Resource Expo and say, give these people a call and they'll help you.
That's great. So again, zionharvester.org is the website where you can find the flyer. Is there a phone number or someone they can call if they have questions about the upcoming expo?
Yes, sure. They're welcome to call me. My number is 636-447-3133.
Very good. 636-447-3133 to find out more about the upcoming Special Needs Expo sponsored by the Lutherans for Life of St. Charles County, Chapter 337. Today we are talking with Dolores Desimone and Dr. Jerry Marks about this upcoming event. We've got more to talk about. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we've got another event to talk about as well, but we'll recap all the details about this event when we come back as well, in case you missed it. So stick around for more Faith and Family right after this break, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of Inspiration in Action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
The family of Jahi McMath filed a lawsuit against Children's Hospital in Oakland, California, and the doctor who performed the surgery. 15 months ago, Jahi made national news when her family fought to keep her alive after the hospital declared her brain dead. While in the recovery room of the hospital, Jahi bled so much she went into cardiac arrest. After the surgery, medical personnel aggressively pursued Jahi's mom to allow them to harvest her organs. Was this an attempt to cover up a botched procedure? Jahi isn't brain dead. I spent time with her, and when we walked into her room, she was softly snoring. While we stood around Jahi's bed talking, her snoring stopped because we woke her up. I also witnessed her moving to get comfortable. I'll keep you posted on developments.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.
This year, KFUO Radio is celebrating 90 years of broadcast excellence in St. Louis and around the world on the World Wide Web. I'm Pastor Scott Murray of Memorial Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas. I'm here to encourage you to become a day sponsor in this exciting anniversary year. My wife and I sponsored a day on our 31st wedding anniversary in October. As a day sponsor, you get to tell a worldwide audience the reason for your joy in the Lord Jesus, giving thanks for all that He has done. And as a day sponsor, you're supporting great programming like Reformation Rush Hour and Book Talk. Where else are you going to hear such solid Lutheran programming? There are so many things for which to give thanks and celebrate by being a day sponsor of Worldwide KFUO Radio. You should call today.
This is Mary Schmidt. To be a day sponsor, call me 314-996-1518.
In the story of the widow's mite, does Jesus condemn rich people? And why does He commend the poor widow? Live Monday on Issues, Etc., we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the widow's mite in Mark chapter 12.
Issues, Etc., live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
The world is the mission field of Worldwide KFUO. We bring the gospel of Christ to all nations. Worldwide KFUO reaches countries where missionaries on the ground can't go. Christ called us to proclaim the gospel to all nations, and that's what we do here every day at Worldwide KFUO. If our mission and worldwide outreach is important to you, would you please prayerfully consider supporting Worldwide KFUO at kfuo.org.
Are you one of the 1.32 billion Facebook users? More importantly, do you follow Worldwide KFUO on Facebook? When you follow KFUO, you'll learn about upcoming programs and guests. You'll see pictures of the studio and live KFUO events. Go to Facebook.com/KFUO Radio and click the like button. Then share us with your friends and follow along throughout the day. Liking KFUO Radio on Facebook will help you share the faith with your friends and keeps you up to date on what's going on at Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Glad to be with you this Monday, March 16th. We're talking about some fun events coming up in the near future, sponsored by Lutherans for Life, St. Charles County, Chapter 337. Some events for families with special needs. And in the studio with me today, Dolores Desimone, and she's with Lutherans for Life, that St. Charles County chapter, and Dr. Jerry Marks from Lutheran Family and Children's Services. He's the regional director for St. Charles. And we have been talking about the expo that's coming up very soon. That's April 19th, I believe. Yes. April 15th. April 15th. Oh, no, I said the wrong date. April 15th. April 15th, it's a Wednesday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Lutheran High School there in St. Charles County on 5100 Mexico Road. This is a free event, correct?
Correct, yes.
A free event. You don't necessarily have to register for the event, but certainly come out and show up on Wednesday, April 15th to be connected with all kinds of resources. Now, you have another event coming up down the road. As we were talking during the break, all kinds of good conversation happens during the break, too, when nobody's listening. When you were planning these events, when you were planning one event, you realized maybe we need to do two events because we've got so much that we want to cover during this time. So what's the other event that's coming up just about a month later?
Yes, it's the Special Needs Family Fun Fair, and that's going to be at Zion Lutheran School, 3866 South Harvester Road in St. Charles. And that's going to be on May 16th from 10 to 2. And as we were planning that event, we just wanted that to be just a day we could provide fun and activities for families with special needs. And as we were planning that event, so many things come into our thoughts and our minds that we decided we needed two events, of which the first one we just talked about before, the expo that's going to be at Lutheran High.
So the Family Fun event coming up on Saturday, May 16th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles, Missouri. What types of things are going to happen there? What would a family encounter at the Family Fun Fair?
Yes. Well, again, we're just hoping it will just be a fun event. We're really excited about some of the people that are already committed to come. We've got an alpaca coming that uses a wheelchair, and
that sounds like a children's book, doesn't it?
Does. Sure.
That should be fun.
If you give an alpaca a wheelchair.
Well, apparently this alpaca had some special needs, and someone designed a wheelchair for this alpaca, so we're very excited to have that. And then we've got puppets that the puppet person uses. The puppets all use wheelchairs, I understand, also. And then we're doing some horse things. We're having someone there for showing us how some of the therapy can be done with that, equestrian therapy. And then we're just asking different groups from our churches or anyone that would like to come set up a booth that day, a station that day. It might be a sensory station, maybe blowing bubbles or, playing in some fun moon sand kind of things I've heard about, or those kind of things that could just be fun and stimulating. We understand that special needs children, a lot of them really like music. So we're looking to have a couple of music stations and instruments and different things like that that will attract the children and families.
How fun. Lots of fun events. Now, what are things to consider when preparing a station for this event? You said there's an open invitation for folks that maybe a group at your church or a family that might like to sponsor a station of this. What are some things that they might want to consider? You mentioned maybe a station doing bubbles.
Yes, I guess just thinking about how the person might approach your station. So, they may be in a wheelchair, they may be in a walker, they may be being carried. So just thinking about the different heights and levels that things will need to be set up for them. And, of course, being friendly and welcoming and understanding that some of these things they may not be interested in. So don't take it personally if your booth isn't one of the ones that they're interested in. But just being... sharing the love of Christ with them, just being there for them and inviting them to come over and have a try at your station.
Great. So an alpaca in a wheelchair, learning about, you mentioned equestrian therapy, some games and entertainment. You mentioned puppets in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
Any other so far that are lined up for that day?
I think someone has signed up for a Lego table. Oh. And we've got
I could be there all day.
Yeah. A hat race, so that someone would push you in a wheelchair to the other end, you'd put a hat on and have to come back and have some competition or race with those kind of things. We hope to have lots of prizes and fun for just participating, not a huge competitive thing going on, but just a warm, loving atmosphere.
How could this be I know that this is an event for families with special needs. How could this be helpful to a family that doesn't have special needs?
We are very excited about giving many people an opportunity to serve that day. Where some of the Scouts and the American Heritage Girls, some of those have actually badges that they can earn for doing projects for special needs. So we've already having a lot of them come to us saying, we want to help. We want to help you set up, or we'd like to man a station that day or something like that. So we feel like it's a great opportunity to give people in the community, whether it's families or individuals or groups, ladies aid group within our church, a youth group could adopt a station.
Sure.
So we feel like it's a great way to give people a one-time chance to just jump in and show how life-affirming they are, how they would like to stand up and value all of life for that day and be a part of these people's lives.
I know for us as a family, we don't really have a lot of special needs in our family right now, but we want our son to learn to be respectful, to befriend individuals with disabilities or special needs.
Yes.
And so for us, this sounds like an event that would be helpful for us to continue to help him learn about individuals and families with special needs.
We'll sign up for a station. We'll take you.
Or just come along and play.
Okay.
I don't know how good he would be at leading a station. Jerry, tell us about this event. What are you thinking about the family fun fair?
Well, I think it's another opportunity to just further the discussion about how we can be, as a community, more welcoming and to have the conversation about how we can include special needs kids and families and young adults and adults in just the way the community functions. Because everyone will be able to feel some enhancement, I think, from the fair.
Everyone will feel some sort of enhancement and be included.
Right.
This is a very inclusive event. Living in a world that isn't always very inclusive, it sounds like this is an event that there will be something for everybody, and everybody will have an opportunity.
That's right.
Very good.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we need to do to prepare as a family's thinking about attending this day? What is the schedule? It's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and just all these things will be going on throughout the day. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. I feel like I should clarify a little bit that we are encouraging this to be limited to special needs families, because we don't have any idea how many people are going to come, and we don't know, you know, if we will be able to handle if we have a whole bunch of people coming from the community. So we want to serve them first. And again, we're encouraging people who have a heart for this, as you were expressing, that you come to us and say, how could we help? How could we do something, just so we don't miscommunicate here that the event is specifically for special needs. We are taking registration for this day. Being 10 to 2, we're providing lunch. So we would like to have a handle for how many people are coming so we could prepare adequately for that. So there is a registration. Again, if you go to the ZionHarvester.org website, there's a link there to register. And we just need the family name and the amount of the number of how many will be coming from their family so we can be prepared for prizes and food and so forth.
Prizes? I didn't know there were prizes.
Yes, we're hoping to have lots of fun prizes. When there's games, there's prizes.
Very good. And so they can register on the ZionHarvester.org, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
They can register on that website for this event. And as you mentioned, the games, entertainment, there's lunch that day. Lots of fun things to plan for.
Yes, we've had one of the men's retreat groups from a couple of the churches there to say we would be glad to cook the lunch for that day. So they're going to take care of that detail for us. And we're looking for a couple other groups that might want to donate some chips or ice cream or something like that.
And you mentioned needing volunteers, certainly to run some stations. Any idea how many more stations you're looking for this event, or other types of things you're looking to include, other types of stations or ideas for stations?
Some people have come to us with great ideas, sensory-related things, so we're certainly open to that. We're praying for a good day, good weather that day. The place that we're having this, Zion School, has a new commons building, and outside behind that is a very level area, and then we can use part of the parking lot, too. But we feel like we have a very handicapped accessible area there that people could be able to do. And we're hoping for good weather so we can do a lot of outside things that day, too. And if not, well, then we'll just be in the Commons area that day. So, but yes, we're looking for all kinds of booths, stations, anything, anyone comes to us. Again, they can connect, ask us, and we can approve a station idea that they have. People may have ideas that we haven't thought of.
So indoor and outdoor. So when planning for this day, you want to make sure you're planning for outdoor weather as well, to dress and dress appropriately for outdoor weather and or for being outdoors and sunscreen and those types of things as well.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Very good. And certainly going to wear comfy shoes that day. If you're keeping up with the llama or the alpaca in the wheelchair, right?
There you go. That's right.
This intrigues me. Have you had a chance to meet the alpaca in the wheelchair yet?
I have not. I've gone to that website and got to see it. And one of the other ladies working with our group, Lisa, has had experience with this alpaca. So we're excited about her making that connection for us, too.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. What are you looking forward to most about this family fun fair?
Just seeing families out there having fun and giving our churches opportunities, our groups within our churches to serve, to be the hands and the voice of Jesus for that day, to recognize that all life is a gift from God and to celebrate that life together that day, not, as you say, being inclusive, not feeling like you know, these families might go to some other fair or event and think, well, I can't do that, and hoping that we will have a lot of stations there that they could be involved in or connected with that would just bring joy or happiness to that special needs person that day.
Mm-hmm. Jerry, what are you looking forward to with this event?
Well, I just would tack on to what she has said, that it is going to be such a good opportunity for the kids and families to just have a fun day. And, you know, and I think also for a lot of the people in the congregation to be able to come out and get a different appreciation for what some of the families struggle with on a day-to-day basis and how sometimes it's both heartbreaking and joyous to see the kids grow and develop and do the best they can.
Sure. Sure. Well, this is, as you mentioned earlier, this is a great opportunity for maybe a group at your congregation to get involved as well, to host a station at this event, the Family Fun Fair, coming up Saturday, May 16th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles. The address is, do I have this right, 3866 South Old Highway 94, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And so it'll be in the Commons and the field right behind there as well. There is an requesting an RSVP
yes.
as well. And you can do that by visiting zionharvester.org. You can RSVP there online, let them know how many in your family are coming and those sort of things so that you all can plan accordingly for the events, for the activities, as well as for lunch. You want to make sure you have enough prizes.
That's right. We want to be sure of that. Everyone has a prize.
You can also find information on the St. Charles County Lutherans for Life on Facebook. You can find them on there. Again, a phone number if someone's not so web savvy, phone number where they can find out more as well.
Yes, my phone number is 636-447-3133.
Very good. Saturday, May 16th, the Family Fun Fair. Mark your calendars now, and we'll try to remember folks down the road as well. And today's program is being recorded, posted in our archive, so you can share it with all your friends online. You can just go later on today. You'll be able to go on to our website and find Faith and Family there in the on-demand section. Share that with your friends. Say you know someone, you know a family, someone in the St. Louis area that in the St. Louis, St. Charles area that their family has special needs. Send them the link to this program. Share it with them so they can find out more about these two events that are coming up in the St. Charles County area. Any other events or anything else that Lutherans for Life, St. Charles County chapter is planning for, looking for in the next, I know you try to do something every couple of years, some big events. Anything else on the calendar or plans for Lutherans for Life in St. Charles County?
Well, we always have projects going on. always wanting to be gospel-motivated voices for life in our church, however we can.
Mm-hmm.
Between Mother's Day and Father's Day, we do a diaper drive where we gather diapers and then give them to local crisis pregnancy centers. Sometimes we give them to the seminary, to be used. So there's always things like that. We have Teaching for Life in the elementary schools, and we're always encouraging them to use that resource. Our chapter owns a couple sets of the fetal models, and we try to pass those around the schools so kids can be learning from those. So we have lots of things going on, but a lot of energy is being put right now into these two big events this spring that we're very excited about.
Absolutely, and so glad to hear about these events. Before we wrap up our conversation, Jerry, I'd like to go back and talk a little bit about LFCS, Lutheran Family and Children's Services, and the services that that are available in the St. Charles County, St. Charles area that you work with there.
Well, our office provides services for counseling children, families, and adults. Some of those funds come from the St. Charles County Community Resource Board.
Mm-hmm.
So we are able to provide services to people in need that might not be able to access those services because of that funding stream. We do some pregnancy services, counseling, and discussions about adoption. We're one of two agencies in St. Charles County that is internationally accredited for adoptions.
Wow.
And then we also, as part of the St. Louis County Partners mm-hmm. Program, do services for children that are in the Division of Family Services custody, either in foster care or need supervised visitation.
So counseling and adoption, foster care, all these things that to help support healthy families and children.
Yes.
Very good. How can we find out more about Lutheran Family and Children's Services?
Well, our website is lfcs.org, lfcsmissouri.org.
Very good.
Sorry. Yeah. and that'll take you to our it's a new website. So everything is pretty well there on the homepage.
lfcsmo.org, and you can find out more on the new website. So excited to hear about the new website. I have to go check it out.
Yes.
Well, very good. And so glad to hear that that you're partnering with the Lutherans for Life folks there and connecting them with all these great resources. Again, let's recap all the details about the upcoming events so we make sure that everybody has all the details that they need about these two events that are coming up. The Family Fun Fair, May 16th, that's a Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's at Zion Lutheran School in St. Charles. ZionHarvester.org is the website. You can find out more information. It's lots of things going on that day, entertainment, games, the alpaca and horse therapies, I see. The alpaca in the wheelchair. We're going to have to get some video of that, I think. And lunch will be included, so you want to make sure that you RSVP for the day for that event so that they make sure that that they're well-prepared for that. Anything else, details about the Family Fun Fair before we go back to the expo?
I think just encouraging anyone else, if they want to sign up to man a station that day, there's an opportunity to do that at the ZionHarvester.org website also.
Very good, ZionHarvester.org. And going back to April, this one's coming up a little bit sooner, and that's the Special Needs Expo, and that's coming up Wednesday, April 15th, 7 to 8:30 p.m., and that's at Lutheran High School in St. Peters, Missouri, Lutheran High School, St. Charles County there, 5100 Mexico Road, St. Peters, Missouri, and that starts at 7 p.m. Now, it sounds like the expo area... The presenters will be setting up at 6:30 so that from 7 to 8 then you can learn about the resources that are available there.
Correct.
Very good. 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday, April 15th. Again, you can find more information at ZionHarvester.org. And again, the phone number, Dolores, for us to call if you need more information.
636-447-3133.
Very good. 636-447-3133. Anything else we need to know about this before we wrap up our conversation?
just asking that God would bless this and that we would bring glory to him, acknowledging that we are all broken and that he displays his gospel best, his grace best, when we acknowledge our brokenness. He asks for broken and contrite hearts. That's what he asks for from us. And all of us are equal in his eyes. We're all created. And we give thanks to him because we are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen. Well, thank you both for being my guest today, sharing this time with us, sharing about these two really neat events that are coming up for families with special needs. I'm so glad that we had a chance to share it with our listeners. Again, that the information will be shared, or the program today will be shared on our website, kfuo.org. You can find it under the on-demand section for Faith and Family, and we'll provide links as well to the Zion Harvester website there as well. Thank you so much for being my guest today in studio today, Dolores Desimone, with the co-chair of Lutherans for Life, St. Louis, or St. Charles County chapter there. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much. What a great opportunity to share.
And Dr. Jerry Marks, regional director for Lutheran Family and Children's Services in the St. Charles area. Thanks so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for having us.
It was a privilege to get to have you both here and talk about these events. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to switch gears here, and time for Thy Strong Word with Pastor Whedon. Hope you can stick around for that as you have a chance to study God's Word right here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO. Thanks for joining us for Faith and Family today. More great programs coming up throughout the week as well.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at kfuo.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.